This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rashad Bateman, the receiver's out for the Ravens. Pressure from the Steelers. Jackson throws, complete, and downfield for the touchdown is DeVontez Walker. Smith in motion. Pitch. Gainwell tries to cut it inside. Not going to get there. Aloe Gilman says no. The Steelers are denied. Hayward again. Pushed in, flag comes down. He has broken the plane. He's in the end zone. We'll check the flag. It's ruled a touchdown. Lamar Jackson had it rejected. Intercepted on the deflection. T.J. Watt. Highsmith deflected it. Watt has his second pick of the year. And the Steelers are in business. Third and four. Steelers bring four. Highsmith is there. Jackson got away. Now reloads and throws to Flowers downfield. He's got it for a touchdown! They had Jackson. Two Steelers. He escaped and finds Flowers. And the Ravens take the lead. Handling bottom of the screen. It's Gainwell running right, trying to get to the corner. In for the touchdown!
Shotgun.
Third and one. Fake to Henry Jackson. Shot downfield. Zay Flowers again. Zay Flowers inside the 20. He's going to go. Rodgers protected. Throws to Austin for the touchdown! The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holman. The kick is no good! It is wide right! And the Steelers are the champions of the North!
I'm not ready to move on to Houston just yet, folks. That was an all-time classic at Acrisure Stadium. One of the very best, most memorable games in the 25-year history of that stadium. There are some great ones, ones that had higher stakes. It's tough to have higher stakes than the final game of the regular season. Winner gets to keep playing, loser goes home. But the Steelers have played the Ravens in the playoffs multiple times. They beat them in an AFC championship game. By definition, if the winner goes to the Super Bowl, there's higher stakes. 2010 divisional round against the Ravens. The AB helmet catch. It's one of the all-timers. 2002 wild card game against the Browns. The comeback. Chris Fuamatuma-Afala. Eagles, Patriots, back-to-back in 2004. The Patriots victory. On Halloween, snapping their 22-game winning streak. The Devonshire pick six game against West Virginia after Pitt had won the ACC. Some of those games in the lead-up to Pitt's ACC championship. There have been a ton of great games, great moments at Acrisure Stadium. The Ben Roethlisberger-Aaron Rodgers duel with the game-winning touchdown pass being caught in the corner of the end zone by Mike Wallace was one of the more entertaining games in the history of that stadium. I would put this game in terms of pure entertainment value with the stakes associated right up there at the top. And here's my question to you, because I want to relive this. I want to bathe in it, bask in it, soak in it. Does what happens moving forward determine how this game ultimately will be remembered? Can this be an all-time classic Pittsburgh Steelers moment if the Steelers lose to the Houston Texans on Monday night? 412-928-9370. Can it be a great moment if you don't pay it off with great moments to follow? 412-928-9370. You can text us. You can call us. You can tweet me. You can hit us up in the wildly popular YouTube comments. If the Steelers go out and get eviscerated by the number one defense in the NFL, in those elite edge rushers and Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, does that make what we just witnessed lose some of its luster? Does it change the way that you will forever remember Steelers 26, Ravens 24? 412-928-9370. Give me a ring. I can't breathe, but I want to talk to you anyhow. Again, 412-928-9370. I'll state my case for, I don't think it changes much. Now, this season, in my opinion, will not be a success unless the Steelers bare minimum win a playoff game. We'll get to that later on in the show. But my memory, my recollection years down the road of Steelers 26, Ravens 24 will never change. For me, that's an all-timer. It will always be an all-timer. And you don't need to pay it off for it to have been one of the great moments in Steelers history. Case in point, this happened.
And Bradshaw is back and looking again. Bradshaw running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. It's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going. 5 seconds left on the clock. Franco Harris pulling the football. I don't even know where it came from.
Now, I am not saying that beating the Ravens to get into the playoffs is the same as winning the first playoff game in franchise history. And I am not saying Tyler Loop missing a field goal is the same as your guy, your Hall of Famer, Franco Harris, making one of the most remarkable plays of all time. I'm not saying this is apples to apples. However, the Steelers would lose the next week in the AFC Championship to the Miami Dolphins 21-17. The Steelers did not pay off what is widely considered the most memorable moment in the history of the sport by doing anything with it. At least not that year. You can make the argument that they learned how to win, and then that led to the Super 70 Steelers dynasty. But in the immediacy, Steelers lost to a great Miami Dolphins team the following week. And yet we still remember the Immaculate Reception as probably the greatest moment in Pittsburgh Steelers history. The Immaculate Extension. Did that lead to much?
This is second and goal. Roethlisberger looks, crosser, Brown, he caught it, fights to the goal line, breaks the plane! Touchdown, Pittsburgh! That might win them the division!
Great drive.
And it did. But the Steelers, they were the bug, and the Patriots were the windshield in the 2016 AFC Championship game. Now, there were reasons for that. Le'Veon Bell's groin came off the bone, which is no good. And some lacrosse player was scoring touchdowns and making catches left and right against the Steelers at Gillette Stadium. But we all still remember the Immaculate Extension fondly. That's a classic moment, right? Can the moment just stand on its own 2 feet is what I'm asking you. 412-928-9370. I have plenty of other examples. I'll take you through an audio journey over the course of the next 30 minutes or so. But I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Did we just witness an all-time classic that will always be an all-time classic? Let's go to Nick in Washington. Hi, Nick.
You know, I mean, is it an all-time classic? Yes, but is it going to change anything against Mike Tomlin and everybody calling for him to get fired, especially if they lose this game?
But that's not what I'm asking, Nick, because you're right about that. You're 100% right about that. If the Steelers lay an egg on Monday night the way that they have the last 8 years, then yeah, in the immediacy, that's what we're talking about. But are we going to look back fondly 15 years from now and go, boy, that was one of the truly great moments in Acrisure Stadium history. I still think we will.
I mean, that's a good setup. Like you said, the immaculate reception didn't really lead to anything, but it taught them a way to win. And this could be the precipice to maybe another future Steelers dynasty, because going into this offseason, the Steelers do have $39 million in cap space. The draft is in Pittsburgh. Omar Khan is known to will and deal. So, I mean, maybe this could be, that could be the stepping stone to something great going into next year. That could be a real possibility with all the money the Steelers have, the draft in Pittsburgh. There's going to be a lot of headlines. That's all I know this offseason.
I like the optimistic way the call ended, Nick, and I appreciate it. What I'm saying is, even if it leads to nothing, that'll still be one of my favorite regular season Steelers memories. It had it all. We went through it yesterday at the end of the show. ESPN's win probability metric. When Tyler Loop's lining up for that field goal, the Ravens had like a 95% chance to win the game. When Zay Flowers caught the touchdown from Lamar Jackson, the Ravens had the first one. The Ravens had a 78% chance to win the game. But when Gainwell scored, the Steelers had a 65% chance. And then when Calvin Austin the third scored, it was like 70% chance. It was a roller coaster of emotions. And I'm just never going to forget being in my living room, jumping up and down with my wife, celebrating like a madman when Luke missed a field goal, but also at the same time trying to be quiet because my children were asleep in the next room. Now, you can't take that away from me. No amount of CJ Stroud touchdown passes this weekend will ever make me not remember this game fondly. Bob in Latrobe. Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Listen, my take's going to start with something a little bit better than Nick, starting with especially. So as someone who is not a lifelong Steeler fan, but a lifelong football fan, the game stands alone.
Yeah.
There's no need to look to the future to see if the value of the game is built on something else, because in the moment they weren't playing the New Orleans Saints. They were playing their division rival with everything on the line. So you don't need anything in the future, because only one team wins at the end. So there would only be one memory every season,
you know,
if you're building,
Bob,
on the last memory.
That's well said. And I would say too, like, if the Steelers beat, I don't know, who's a team we don't really care all that much about? If the Steelers beat the Jets to get into the postseason, that would have been sweet, but it being Baltimore makes it that much sweeter.
Yeah, and as far as the moment, you also did it in front of the home fans. Winning in Baltimore would have broken a lot of hearts, but it didn't. There was 30 seconds of football that changed the entire way the lives of people in Western Pennsylvania lived this week.
No doubt, Bob, and thank you for the call. It's a great call, 412-928-9370. I am a Steelers fan. Everyone listening right now is a Steelers fan. We would have a miserable week. I know I would have a miserable week if every call we took was fire Tomlin and the same thing happened and oh my God, they went 9-8 and blah, 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 blah. And that day's eventually coming. I don't expect the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. We've all got truth serum out there. None of us expect the Steelers to hoist the Lombardi this year. That's going to happen. But putting it off, creating a little hope, that's what it's all about, baby. This week is fun. I remember growing up, and the Steelers were way good then in the early 2000s, in the mid-2000s, and all your local news stations, like the evening news, it wasn't, oh, toddler fell out of a window. It wasn't, wow, traffic jam on McKnight Road. Wow, there's corruption in local politics. It was 25 minutes of every Steelers angle possible. Well, let's go to McGee Women's Hospital, where every baby that pops out is going to be covered with a terrible towel. It's the best. And we get that for a week here. And, oh my God, if they win, this place, this town is going to be on fire. And you don't get that hope if you don't win the game, obviously. Captain Obvious Crowley here for you. 412-928-9370. But forget all that just for a second. Is this game going to be an all-time classic, even if the Steelers get run out of the building by Houston? 412-928-9370. I have some examples of other standalone games, moments that didn't lead to championships that I'll remember fondly forever. And I wonder if you agree. 412-928-9370. Your calls on this coming up next. Fan Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All-time classic, in my opinion, Sunday night. Steelers 26, Ravens 24. Thank you, Tyler Loop. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Let's say the Steelers lose to Houston. Will we still look back on this game as an all-time classic? 412-928-9370. You can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Texter writes in, the bar has been lowered so much that a missed field goal by the other team to get the Steelers into the postseason is an all-time classic. I feel for you younger people who really don't know any better or much at all past the Tomlin era. No, I understand Steelers history. It was also one of the most exciting games that any of us have ever seen. If this was a game between the Chiefs and the Houston Texans, and it was the final game of the regular season, and we all just watched it as third-party neutral observers, I think we would say that was one of the more entertaining games we've watched. And because it was Steelers-Ravens, and because of everything that it meant, I think this was probably the most entertaining game of the entire 2025 season in the NFL. So yeah, the guy missed a field goal and you win the game because he missed it. If he makes it, we're having a different conversation. That's kind of the point. It doesn't mean that I put this up with the immaculate reception. It's not Santonio Holmes in the back of the end zone to win a Super Bowl. But that's one of the best games ever played in Acrisure Stadium history. And you don't need to pay it off with a championship for it to be an all-time moment. For example, this wasn't paid off with a championship, but this is one of my all-time favorite Pittsburgh Penguins moments.
Taking over on the play is Robert Lang. He's got a Traeger. Here's Kasparaitis. Wristing one. He shoots and scores. The Pittsburgh Penguins have won the series in overtime. Darius Kasparaitis. And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
I mean, come on. The Penguins would get waxed in the Eastern Conference Final by the New Jersey Devils. But we all remember exactly where we were when Kasparaitis was sliding on his belly across center ice. That was one of my favorite Penguin seasons of all time, and I've seen them win five championships. They didn't win one that year. Lemieux came back. They went on this Cinderella run to the Conference Final. It was a joy. You don't need to pay it all off for moments to remain classics forever, I don't think. But you might disagree. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Larry in Greensburg, who's been waiting patiently. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Thank you. Hey, it was the most exciting game I've seen since you said Antonio Holmes in the back of the end zone against the Cardinals. But one other thing is, do you think, what is your opinion on, do you think Tomlin should have went for it that early in the game? And what about the 321 points that were thrown wide open to the receivers and that, and not to adjust?
Oh, Larry, we will get into reasons for pessimism and reasons for optimism later in the show for this potential Steelers playoff run. I think those touchdown passes, they are inexcusable. They just are. I don't mind the Patrick Queen trailing Zay Flowers one because you bring a good pressure there, and Queen's caught in coverage. You just need to finish the sack. The other ones are unforgivable. As for going for it, and thank you for the call, no problem with it. I didn't like the play calls. But Mike Tomlin showed through his aggressive decision-making that the Steelers were trying to win the game, merely not just avoid losing. And so many times in this last eight-year span where they haven't won a playoff game, our criticism of Mike Tomlin has been, yo, he plays not to lose the game. Now he's coaching to win games. He's been aggressive in going for it on fourth down during this 4 out of 5 game streak here for them. And I think even in failure on the fourth down and then the first and goal at the end of the first half, I think you're showing, hey, we came to win. I think that seeps into the 53-man roster. Hey, our coach says we're going for the jugular here. No, I respect the hell out of it. Bad play calls, no doubt, but I respect the hell out of it. 412-928-9370. Mark in Fairchance, hello.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Oh, man, you guys are killing it the last 2 days.
Look, thank you.
I've been watching these guys since I could watch football. We have complained for a long time about watching a game that was exciting for a change and watching the team play with passion. So this is why I think it's going to be an all-time great.
It would have been different. And I'll let you finish in a second, Tyler, but just to go back and forth. Or Mark, excuse me. If it was 13-10 and it was a rock fight and it was gross, I wouldn't feel the same way. But guess what? It wasn't. And that makes all the difference to me. Like, you're going to remember where you were jumping up and down with your loved ones, or maybe you're hugging total strangers. I was talking to my brother-in-law on the phone last night, and the guy in front of him, swear to God, lit up a cigarette in Acrisure Stadium when Tyler Loop missed a field goal. Like, you're going to remember that forever.
No, and that's why I think it's going to be a classic, because we got to take the Steeler fan out of it for a second. I think you hit on this earlier. From a football fan perspective, you had the biggest players coming up at the biggest moment.
Yes, you
nobody
did.
Could say Lamar Jackson didn't play his heart out in that game and hit the plays he needed to play. Now, you know, nobody could say that Cam Hayward wasn't balling all out. You had ebbs and flows. You're up. You got the momentum. You lose the momentum. You got the momentum. You lose. That was such a back-and-forth game. And the one thing that's really irritating me about this whole field goal kicking thing is you're not kicking in a dome. You're kicking at Acrisure.
Yeah.
That's not Emmy kick.
He's part of the team, right?
Just missed the field goal. We get the best field goal kicker in the league, and we missed an extra point.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about that being Raven luck, but they want to talk about our luck when they're got. I'm sorry. You can't deface the game that way. Awesome game, guys. You guys are point on target with that.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Really good call. And I think your point about the biggest players, that's something that'll stand the test of time, too. Like, when we look back on this game 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 30 years from now, hey, remember when Lamar was dead to rights and Alex Highsmith couldn't get him down and he made what would have been the signature play if there weren't five other signature plays that followed? You had Lamar clearly not 100% gutting it out, two-time MVP against a four-time MVP who's smarting because he landed on his hand and his hand was hurting again, his broken wrist. You've got Cam Hayward at the tail end of his career, playing his best game of the season. You've got a future Hall of Famer in T.J. Watt with an interception. Two coaches that have coached against each other and are both probably going to wind up in the Hall of Fame. More than any coaches in the history of the sport, save for one other pair. You had all the stars, and they're all making plays. And it felt like you were going to lose until you won. It's an all-timer. This moment wasn't paid off with the Super Bowl championship. In fact, the Steelers lost the next week, but I think everyone thinks of this one as a classic.
Second and goal. Fuamatu-Maafala, touchdown!
Fuamatu-Maafala caps off the comeback against the Browns in the 0-2 wildcard game. Next week, Steelers wind up losing to the Tennessee Titans. Eddie George gets knocked out of the game. Their kicker with an all-time acting job. Steelers should have won that game and gone on to the AFC Championship against the Raiders. But they didn't. And yet, everyone remembers exactly where they were when Fuamatumaafala scored. And it was haymaker after haymaker back and forth. I'll give the Steelers a lot of credit. You know, halfway through this year, one of our talking points on the show was they seem to wilt in the face of adversity. How many times were the Steelers leading at half and then something bad happens and they cratered? In the Green Bay game, Aaron Rodgers doesn't get the free play and then their tight end winds up making one of the plays of the season, totally flips the game on the head. The Steelers could never grab the momentum back. Think about the Bills game. Steelers are up at the half, sack, fumble, and the rest is history, and then you get fired Tomlin chance, which were warranted at the time, in the crowd. Time and time again, the Steelers wilted this year. And they didn't on Sunday night. And what will they make of it? What will they make of this opportunity? That's going to tell part of the story, of course. But that they won the game when the Ravens kept answering their haymakers with haymakers, I think they deserve a lot of credit. I think Mike Tomlin deserves a lot of credit for that. And this game will always stand alone for me as a classic. Will it for you? 412-928-9370. I got a couple of other examples of moments that have stood the test of time. We'll play them for you. We'll take your calls when we return. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the standing room only crowd trying to get under Johnny Cueto's skin, and they might be. That ball's hit well to left center field. Back toward the track, and that ball is gone. Russell Martin, 2-0 Pittsburgh.
The crowd pop when that ball comes off the bat. One of the biggest in Pittsburgh sports history. And that victory over Johnny Cueto and the Cincinnati Reds didn't even lead to a Pirates series victory. And it's still one of the all-time Pittsburgh sports moments, certainly in the last 40 years. You don't have to pay a great moment off with another great moment for that moment to stand the test of time. And that's why, to me, what we witnessed on Sunday night is an all-time classic Pittsburgh Steelers moment. And I wonder if you agree, even if Houston beats the hell out of the Steelers on Monday night, that that is a moment that stands the test of time. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, an all-timer of a game where the home team was booed and was for a good amount of time in the first half? I think that adds to it. Isn't it all part of it? Isn't that what makes what happened on Sunday night so special? It was an anxiety bowl of sorts. Tomlin v. Harbaugh, loser might not be the coach of their respective team again. And the fans were on the offense in particular early. And yet the team was able to overcome its own slow start, overcome the restless natives, and still win the game. That's all part of it. Jeff from Latrobe texts him, absolute classic, Aaron's yippy-skippy leap after the touchdown is a wall hanger. It's a standalone game for all the reasons stated. Winner take all, the hated Ravens, high anxiety, Lady Luck, and who can forget the holy water being sprinkled in the end zone. Exactly right. Harry, you agree with me, right? Like, these moments can live on their own, can't they?
I'd say so.
Yeah!
I think that the people thinking about it is just like the field goal and the moment where they won is different. You got to think about how the entire game ended, though, with the two touchdown passes, the alternating leads. That's what makes the moment special. It's not just about
exactly
the game is the field goal.
It's that the Steelers lost that game so many times in my mind. Like when Isaiah Likely comes down with that fourth down catch on a hell of a throw by Lamar Jackson and a terrible misplay, in my opinion, by Jalen Ramsey, I threw my hat on the ground like I was a child. I was deflated. Everything that they had done amounted to nothing and they were going to lose the game. And then John Harbaugh happens. Why don't we take a knee 3 yards back instead of handing the ball to our future Hall of Fame running back to make it an easier kick for our rookie? They lost the game in my head so many times. They won the game in my head so many times. And even when Tyler Loop missed, I still didn't believe they won because I was waiting for the damn leverage call that never came. And the whole game wasn't exciting necessarily, but the drama, the tension, the anxiety, the buildup, it felt like Steelers-Ravens games of old, the first three quarters, and then it morphed into something totally different in the fourth quarter. I mean, it looked like two defenses that had just given up. Not from an effort standpoint, but two defenses that had just, they hung on, they battled all game, and they were suffering attrition in the Ravens. They had guys going to the blue tent play after play after play, and finally, the offenses just started making the plays left and right. It was awesome. All-timer. The Steelers could lose 100-0 to Houston, and I'm always going to think about that game fondly and jumping up and down with my wife when Luke missed a field goal. Here's another moment that didn't lead to a Super Bowl championship. In fact, it led to eventually one of the most heartbreaking losses in my Steelers memory.
Third and 19. Weldy Moore in the backfield with Roethlisberger. Looks like a three-man rush for Baltimore.
That's all they're showing.
And that's all it is. Roethlisberger going to go deep.
Penalty amounted to nothing, illegal contact. AB, 2010, divisional round against the Ravens, helmet catch, third and 19. And you want to talk about a celebration that's good to put up on your wall? The fist pump that Ben throws up after AB scampers out of bounds. That was two dogs, one bone time, folks. That was Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown. Who's going to get the helmet on any given Sunday? That was really the origin story for one Antonio Brown. That catch right there, that moment. And the Steelers would lose in a heartbreaker because of Rashard Mendenhall and Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 45. Now, playoffs are different. I realize not apples to oranges. But that amounted to a playoff game on Sunday night. Texter, don't forget the Steelers did not win the Super Bowl the year of the Immaculate Reception. I agree. Played it in the first segment. They lost to the Dolphins by four the next week in the AFC Championship game. But that is maybe the most famous play. It is the most famous play in NFL history. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Keep taking your calls on this. Jeff Hathorn at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. He was there. He talked to players after the game. He talked to DK Metcalf yesterday for the first time since the fan punching incident and his suspension. So much to go over with Jeff. But we'll talk about some more all-time Acrisure Stadium moments when we return. Regardless of what happens going forward, will we still consider Steelers 26, Ravens 24, an all-time classic Steelers game? 412-928-9370. That's Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Texter writes in, bro, you can't get all these clowns on board. The Tomlin hate is wild. When you look across the NFL, every team has warts. We're just spoiled brats. I don't know that we're spoiled. I think we just want to see the Steelers win a playoff game. But I agree with something that Pony put out there on his show yesterday. A truce, at least for yesterday, where the Tomlin criticism was going to get put to the side and we would all just revel in what was an awesome moment for fans on Sunday night. And I don't think this is a week for Tomlin hate. Let's see what he can do. I said it yesterday, if you don't win a playoff game, it's a failure. Well, if you win a playoff game, that's been our biggest criticism of Tomlin, hasn't it? You win a playoff game, the thing we thought he couldn't do, he would have done. Doesn't mean that we forgive him for everything from the last 8 years and the underachieving with the Killer Bees and the getting their butts whooped the last five playoff games. But it's the thing we say he can't do anymore. If he doesn't, I think he'll deserve a ton of credit. And I think the pitchforks and torches, if they win, will go away. Still have to win. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, and this is a great one, of a moment that'll stand the test of time that didn't lead to anything. Big Ben's final home game against the Browns. Steelers won. It kept their season alive. They would then beat Baltimore in overtime the next week. And then because the Sunday night football game didn't end in a tie, even though it almost did, the Steelers got into the playoffs. But they got waxed, oh my God, by the Chiefs. Well, they give up a touchdown on six consecutive possessions or whatever it was, did the Steelers. Five, whatever. But Ben's final home game was awesome. And he ran around and was giving high fives to the fans. And Craig Riley was weeping openly in the stands. It's a good one. Here are my all-time games at Acrisure Stadium. They had to be Steelers or Pitt wins. Pony ranked his top five yesterday, but this fits our topic too. 08 AFC Championship is my number one. I think that should be everybody's number one. It wasn't the most exciting game. It wasn't as exciting a game, in my opinion, as Sunday night's game. But it was a throwback. A rivalry game. We'll never see the likes of it again. You can't play football that way anymore. And Paul Amalu's pick six, if you could boil down one moment, that's the all-time moment in that stadium, Paul Amalu's pick six would be it for 100% of the listening audience. It is for me. 2010 divisional round against the Ravens, the helmet catch. Wild card, Fuamatu Fall against the Browns. 04, Eagles-Patriots back-to-back, snapping the Patriots winning streak on Halloween, the Plexico Burress catch. Far as regular season goes, hard to feel better than we did as Steelers fans then, and you had your rookie quarterback, and you felt like you finally were going to get over on the Patriots. Also, the 04 divisional game, where Doug Bryan missed two field goals. I was sitting right there behind the posts, crying like a baby because I thought the 15-1 season was going to come to an end. I was a wuss. Still am. Pitt games, Devonshire pick six against West Virginia the year after Pitt won the ACC. The year of the ACC championship for Pitt, the Pitt-Clemson game. Pitt-Virginia, where it looked like Kenny had thrown a game-losing interception and Jordan Addison rips it from the defender and scores a touchdown. Pitt-UNC in overtime. Sam Howe. Kenny Pickett. In the rain, where it only seemed to rain when North Carolina had the ball in overtime. When Pitt had the ball, it didn't seem to rain. Just some all-time classics at Acrisure Stadium. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn's going to join the show. He was in the locker room following Steelers-Ravens. He spoke to DK Metcalf yesterday. We'll get Jeff's pulse of what's going on with the black and gold prior to their playoff game against Houston. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.